The Senate Committee on Energy and Environment, Wednesday, May the 4th, 1983, Hearing Room 343, Hearing and Work Session on Senate Bill 237A engrossed, Changes in Exclusive Farm Use Zone Regulations, Marginal Land Concept, Testimony limited to issues concerning aggregate mining, placement of schools, churches or golf courses in EUF zones.
Senate Committee on Environment and Energy will come to order. Clerk will call the roll, please. Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Starkovich.
Here.
Cohen.
Here.
Day.
Okay.
Hanby.
Senator Day and Hanby are excused for the time being. I do, before we take up the Senate Bill 237, I would like to ask the committee about a request that was made to me by Ed Zajon of the Division of State Lands. They've got a bill, House Bill 2297, which deals with modifying the permits and fees for filler removal. State waters, and it's in the House, and it's bottled up for political reasons rather than substantive reasons, and Mr. Zajon requested that we introduce a bill to this committee so that he could have some hearings on it, and it would require a letter to the Rules Committee asking that that bill be introduced at the request of the Division of State Lands. Is there any objection to making that request to the Rules Committee?
No objection.
Senator Starkovich objects. The clerk will call the roll.
Bird?
Aye.
Roberts?
Aye.
Starkovich?
Aye.
Hanby? Cohen?
Aye.
Sorry. Okay. On Senate Bill 237 today, we are going to have hearings on... Oh, excuse me. We have one more piece of business here. The Water Policy Subcommittee has been meeting, and we have two bills. One is amendments to Senate Bill 225, which is the bill that we've worked on in conjunction with the agricultural community and the various agencies. There is also another bill that was developed by Tom and Audrey Simmons Jackson, and various of the resource folks. And we've got the amendments, and I want to know whether the committee would like to have those engrossed before the hearings or just operate from the amendments.
Amendments is pretty much what it's all about.
Yeah, this is really thick.
30 pages of amendments, I think we ought to print them, Mr. Chairman, don't you think?
Well, the whole bill is here, though.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. It looks like.
Basically, the whole bill is in the amendments. It's not...
it's just that it would, as with 237, we'd have a problem distributing that.
Yeah, it's not little bits and pieces. Right. It's like pretty solid bill.
All right.
And the same with 225, even though it is less, we would still have to distribute to all the various parties since both of these bills are gutted completely. And
well, what we'll do then, what is the Census Committee? Did you want to make a motion to that effect, or
to what?
To engross them, or do you want to just work for the amendments?
I would move to be printed in.
Okay, is there discussion on that motion? Okay. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Hurd?
No.
Senator Roberts?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Cohen?
No, I just have a question. I don't think we need to wait to start discussing them. I don't mean to delay things by saying they have to be printed.
Yeah, I think that the problem that Todd expressed is that there are a great many people that want copies of those bills, and there's no way to really get them except through the distribution center. Okay. Now,
have copies.
Yeah, Todd will distribute those to the members.
I don't have enough copies to distribute to everybody right now, and it's okay.
Okay, now...
get them by tomorrow? Two, if you'd like.
Okay, well, on that. On Senate Bill 237, today we are having testimony on those parts of the bill dealing with changes in exclusive farming zone regulations, the marginal land concept, particularly issues concerning to the restrictions on aggregate mining, placement of schools, churches, and golf courses in EFU zones. We also, I understand, have some representatives from the Jackson County Commissioners. Since they've come up from that distance, they can speak on any other areas that they'd like. Before we start this, I would like to, I think we had in one of our early hearings, we had many individuals who came up concerned about the questions of the golf courses and the churches and schools and all. And a number of the committee members would feel that they would like to restore that language to the original language, that is, not change the status quo concerning schools, churches, golf courses, and aggregates. So I would like to get some sense of the committee before we start, because we may alleviate some of your concerns before before the testimony. It would be my preference, and we can discuss this, that there are some other areas in this bill that are of more substance in terms of the EFU zone and the marginal land question, and there's quite a bit of baggage on the bill as it is. And I think, personally, I would favor removing those controversial areas from the bill at this time.
Mr. Chairman,
I'd like some discussion from members.
I agree with you. I think the case has been made, and I think we should.
I agree also.
Okay.
Speaking about.
Well, I would entertain a motion then.
So
on,
moved.
Okay, the motion would.
On page 5, Mr. Chairman, in section 5, to restore the language on public or private schools, churches,
six is the next page. Lines 13 through 17.
Line page 6, I guess we were cutting out again, public or private schools, churches are added to the.
Okay.
Line 10 on.
Yeah.
Golf okay. courses are.
And line 21, golf courses.
Okay, the motion then would be on page 5 of the printed bill. We would restore the bracketed language in lines 18 and 19. We would restore the bracketed language on lines 20, 21, and 23, and delete the boldface letters.
And make all the, these are just conforming changes.
Okay,
all
right. And on page 6, we would delete lines 10 and 11. Where's the aggregates?
We're doing it separately.
Okay. All right, so that is the motion. And that
20.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in a separate.
Oh, the golf course
yeah.
one?
And line 21 also.
Yeah, 21.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so. And also, we would restore the original language on lines 13 through 17, which is the aggregate question. So, the effect of this proposed amendment would be to not make any changes concerning the placement of schools, churches, or golf courses in the EFU zones from what it is right now, and would not add additional restrictions to the mining of aggregate materials.
Are we amending Senate Bill 237?
Yes. And that's the motion before us.
Well, what are we going to have an opportunity to other people to offer amendments, or are we just going to have what's happening? You know, I have some problems, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
Senator Day, I'd like to take care of the motion first, and then I'll be glad to hear you out.
Well, I really have a beef with the whole process, but you go ahead and we'll take it from there. I was told this bill had a reference to revenue. It does not.
That's true.
And I was told that we'd have opportunity to offer amendments. Now we're offering amendments when this was scheduled for a hearing.
You will be glad. You will have an opportunity to offer your amendments, Senator Day. Is there any further discussion pertaining to the motion?
What's the motion?
The motion, Senator Day, is to restore the original language concerning golf courses, churches, and schools and the mining of aggregate materials in EFU zones. There would be no changes, no restrictions in the status quo. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Cohen.
Aye.
Senator Day.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, did you?
I abstain.
Senator Hurd.
Aye.
Senator Roberts.
Aye.
Senator
Sharpe. Aye.
Okay, I'll vote aye. Are we going to look at the amendment?
But the roll call is not done yet, Senator
Day. Okay, fine.
Aye.
Okay, let me ask the chair a couple of questions on this. First of all, we were going to have hearings, and then we were going to have an orderly process to offer amendments. Now, are we going to offer amendments today to Senate Bill 237? I was told that we weren't going to take any amendments on this bill until next week. I've been working on amendments. I've served notice that I want to offer some amendments. I've also been told they had a prior reference to revenue. I have to go down and check, find out there hasn't been. Now, the only thing that I ask at a given point in time, that I'd be given some time to bring amendments in, offer them. If you choose not to accept them, I can live with that, but I want a right to file for a minority report. And everything I've seen here so far is an attempt to try to not allow that process, and that I disagree with. Yes, I did. I really feel that's what's happening.
Well,
and
Senator Day,
is not going to be the case, just let me know. Vote it out, to hell with it.
Okay, Senator Day, I think you're being overly paranoid about this.
No, I'm not being paranoid.
No, I'm going to
I
answer
asked
your
specifically
question.
Yesterday the question of the chair whether this, how we were going to proceed. You told me this had a reference to Revenue Committee. That is simply not true.
That is true. And if you give me a moment, I'll try to explain that
okay.
to you.
Okay.
This bill, 237, when it came into committee, was from the Joint Interim Committee on Land Use. We amended the existing language into it, which involved a number of substantial revenue changes. Senator Hanlon spoke to me at one of our revenue meetings concerning the bill coming to revenue, and I assumed at that time, because of the revenue portions of the bill, that it would in fact go to revenue, where it probably should go. I had not taken into account the fact that the bill had come into the committee from a different without those revenue amendments. I apologize for any misunderstandings that we had on that, but it was my belief that the bill did have a subsequent referral. Now, today we are scheduled for a hearing and possible work session, and that is on the notice. There are many people that want to testify on the golf course question and the churches and the school question, and it was the sense of the committee that we didn't want to keep those portions in, and I didn't see any point in putting them through the whole testimony process if we had were going
fair
to accomplish
enough,
what they wanted.
I just came from another committee, and I didn't have much of a chance to listen.
Let me also add that you do have some amendments on land use, and I take those very seriously, and I think that those are amendments that need to be heard by this committee.
What
I would like to do is today go through this bill and take out, we need to open this to discussion. I'd like to clean the bill out except for those portions that deal with marginal land and the question of restricting further divisions and new parcels, new homes and structures, non-farm structures on EFU land, and the revenue portions, so that we've pared out the excess baggage and really are down to the core of the issue. Then on Monday when we have our work session, I understand you have language dealing with the exceptions process, which is a very legitimate alternative to the marginal lands question. We would bring those forward, take testimony, give you full opportunity to put those forward.
That's all I'm asking. Now, as I understand the process, what I'll be allowed to do is to offer amendments, and I don't mind sitting through many of these hearings we have to. All I want to know is the right time that I'll have the chance to offer amendments to this bill. That's all I'm asking. The other thing is that if indeed we have a division of opinion on whether we take 237 and a certain set of amendments, or someone offers to wish a minority report, if we wish to offer the minority report and it does not include taxation purposes, then I guess what I'd say is I'm perfectly prepared to go down, argue it on the full Senate floor, which who adopted it. If they adopt the majority's view, then I would support a motion to send it to Revenue Committee. If they adopt the minority report, then there'd be no necessity to, because there is no tax issue in it. That's my point. Now, how do you all feel about that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator.
Well, I guess, there's no question in my mind that I would advocate, I mean, the new amendments that were presented to us have to go to Revenue, and if they go forward, that part's got to go to Revenue, Senator Day, as far as I'm concerned. If it's without those amendments, it doesn't have to go to Revenue. I certainly am one that's not going to let it, you know, fuss through without Revenue, if we have Revenue amendments in it.
Well,
it ought to go to Revenue, that's all. And if your minority report doesn't have Revenue amendments, we'll either find another vehicle or write it up and go through the rules and separate it out to another bill so that the revenue is separate.
All I'm asking for is minority, an opportunity for a vote on the floor on an alternative on this. Now, my point to you is, I have every, if the minority report were to prevail on the floor, then it would not require revenue scrutiny.
That's true.
If it did not prevail, then I would support a motion, if that's the, to send it to the Revenue Committee. And I don't know how to get that vote.
Let me suggest that.
That's what I'm asking. I don't care. All I want to do is have a floor.
The House bill is going to the floor on Friday. It's being voted out of committee on Friday. And it seemed to me, since that does not have revenue portions to it, that would be the appropriate vehicle for you to file your minority report on. That will be coming over here, and we will have hearings on it, and we will vote that out to the floor. And it seems to me, since many of your amendments pertain to the land use court, as I understand, and some other things that are in that other bill, that would be a more appropriate vehicle for the minority report.
I guess that I'm a little concerned. I don't know that necessarily is going to come to this committee.
I have a commitment from the President of the Senate on that.
All right. I guess his commitment to you doesn't mean a hell of a lot to me. No. I don't want to get partisan with it, but nothing really at this point. And the only point I'm making is that that I don't know that we are there will be an opportunity to look at what some view land use reform without using this bill. I don't see what is harmed if the minority report is adopted and it goes to revenue. There can be no quarrel, but at least there's a vote on the issue accordingly. And I just leave it at that. That's how I feel. I'm going to do what I have to do, and if that means that every time that, you know, we look at it, we have to look at another bill. But I don't see anything wrong by the committee voting out a bill, arguing which one is going to go, because if the minority report prevails, there's no revenue impact at all. Okay, that's
true. And I guess I would hope that the committee report would prevail, and I do feel that needs to go to the revenue committee. I don't know, is there any other discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Roberts.
I find it difficult to follow this discussion, because we have not as yet had an opportunity to see Senator Day's amendments. And when we do, then I would want to judge what we're on.
Well, I think that's a decision we'll have to make on Monday when we do have.
Now, my hope today, and I've discussed this with you informally, my hope today would be that we might streamline the hearings on this, on the proposal we have before us, by recognizing that it partakes very much of an omnibus bill. And so if we might at this point eliminate by consensus those innovations in this bill that we really either reject off right now, or that we don't think we want to consider it this time. And that's what we did by voting to not take up the question of changing the permitted uses in EFU zones. And that's what we did. And
okay, I will apologize to you.
Well,
but
right.
I was on a different committee. I've been not something unrelated. I didn't get out, but I came in and I started seeing amendments being made. When I was told it was going to be a hearing, I get a little excited.
We understood why you blew your top.
And okay. And all I want is a fair crack at it. And if I lose, I lose.
But
Mr. Chairman, I hope that we can go through a series of items here and just see what is already, in terms of what we've seen so far, we've discussed, what's consensus here as to what things we ought to eliminate at this point in this bill so that we can leave.
Senator Roberts, can I ask one more question before you proceed? There, Reverend Patterson asked us to look, you just amended the, put back the EF, he asked us to provide so that a church school, boarding school, could be permitted. And there's an amendment for us, and at this time, could we act on that particular function since you've already amended it back to the way it formerly was? He's asking for some consideration concerning a church-related boarding school. The amendments are before us, Todd has them, but in concept, I would like, if it wouldn't interfere with what you're doing, I'd like to move that since we were in that subject area.
Okay, Reverend Patterson, you here? You want to come up for a second to the...
Do we have the...
You should have it in the bill.
Do you know how it's headed?
It's got LBJ on it.
Yeah, I've been talking amendments a long time.
Short.
Before he starts testing,
yes, Sarah Roberts.
Is it the belief of Reverend Patterson that the language which permits a private school in an EFU zone, is that broad enough language to cover what you want?
My feeling was...
Just identify yourself for the record, please.
I'm Glenn E. Patterson of the Seventh-day Adventist Church Northwest Headquarters, Department of Public Affairs. My feeling was that just the term public or private school is not sufficient and would not be interpreted by some small county somewhere where you might want to build a school to where it would include the things that are necessary for that type of school. For instance, you have to have a dormitory. You've got to have your cafeteria. You've got to have a place for your teachers to reside, where are the ones that are going to take care of the students, because you can't just turn them loose there. And they teach farming, they teach the agriculture and greenhousing, and they also have cabinet building, all that type of thing that are taught in this all-around school. We currently operate two schools, one in the northern part of the state and one in the southern part. And there's been some consideration, in fact, quite grave consideration, to combining the two since transportation is more easily available, because it isn't logical to have one in one end for everyone to come clear from the other end. So they were wanting to centralize and put it in one area. But it would seem to me that with interpretation that might be made in certain areas, that would not be available. And I felt that rather than to tie it and say, well, you've got to spend more money and operate these two.
Has that been a problem in the past?
Yes. Well, it has been a problem because every time you take it up, you say, well, land use won't let you do anything. So,
Mr. Chairman, if it's a short amendment, somebody just read it to us?
Yeah.
It says... On page 2 of the printed bill, line 6.
Is that to 234 or is that to 237?
Oh, you're right.
Read the language and then we can make...
After schools, include all buildings, including, this is in quotes, comma, including all buildings essential to the operation of the school.
This would be on page 5 of
page
the printed bill.
Page 5, line 18.
And what would it say again, Todd?
Comma, you would, after schools, comma, including all buildings essential to the operation of the school.
Okay, is there a discussion of the amendment?
I would move that amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Day moves that amendment. Is there a discussion?
Sure.
Senator Stargavis?
Senator Day, are you intending here to include all possible buildings, including things such as garages for buses, gymnasiums, storage facilities?
I guess if they have a school, I don't know of a public school that doesn't have a gymnasium in some cases. That is going to trouble me because I think they're limited by their financing, okay?
You don't think that those facilities would be included in the current definition of schools?
I think they probably are, except that I don't think that, I think that what he's asking here is that, that in some cases it's been interpreted differently, and all he's asking for is to clarify. I really don't feel that. That's a point.
Is there further discussion?
Including landscaping, since they're going to have a greenhouse.
Yeah, I guess I have a little problem with this. Most of the furor came up when we were making schools and churches conditional rather than an outright use, and it seems to me that we're broadening the uses in the EFU zone, and the criteria now will be to prove whether or not a certain structure is essential to the operation of a school. And I'm more than willing to put this back and leave the status quo of schools and churches as it is, but I'm a little reluctant to open that door up to additional buildings. The whole purpose of this bill is to try to cut down on what's going on in the EFU zone, so that's my view on it.
I guess the reason I would advocate it somewhat, I don't think there's too many where there are schools, one of the essential things in life, and we're going to, if we would suggest in rural areas, they're going to may want private schools as well as schools, and I don't see that they're going to go amok by actually building these. I just don't see the reason. That's why I'm moving the amendment.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Vaughn?
Aye.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Hurd?
Aye.
Senator Roberts?
Aye.
Senator Stockton?
No.
And Senator Schiffler?
No. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Before we study on the testimony, I'd like to just run through a couple other things we're going to pare out of here so you can direct your testimony to what's remaining in the bill. And on page one, line nine.
What page, Mr.
Chairman? See, page one. Yeah, she should have a mock-up. Here on line 9, like to remove the language is in substantial compliance. That was a drafting error, and that issue is dealt with in the House bill. Is there objection to that?
Same thing on page 3, related subject.
Yeah, and reinstate conforms. Page 1, line 9. Is there objection to that?
Okay.
And then on page 3, lines 14 through 16, is the definition of substantial compliance, which is also a drafting error. Okay. I'd like to remove that and then have the numbers changed appropriately.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Senator Starkovich, please say, is there an objection to that? Okay. That's a mistake. Oh, yeah. Page 4, that X on page 4 was a copying error. The real page 4 is the one without the X on it. We already took care of the school question, the golf courses, churches. I would
page
like
4 is already out.
Well, there's two page 4s, and one of the X through it's the wrong
one.
Oh,
I see. It's not. Okay.
I'd like to go to page 8 and remove section 7 and 8, which has to do with the panel of farmers.
I would so move.
Is there objection to that motion? And I'd like to go to page 10 and remove sections 11, 12, and 13. And that deals with the question of land partitions and land divisions in the EFU zone. We do have a bill.
What's the number?
232.
It deals with the contract transfer of title question, and this, I think, is an issue we could take up in conjunction with that, but I'd like to get it out of this this bill. Is there a discussion or objection to that?
We need a motion.
Yeah.
I would move we delete sections 11, 12, and 13.
Okay. Forward. Sections 15 and on is the revenue section.
I got something.
Okay.
So which, where is it?
Section 15. 15 and on is the revenue approaches. What that leaves basically is the definition of marginal lands, what you can do in marginal lands, and the language that deals with EFU and how you treat further partitions and non-farm dwellings in the EFU zone and the revenue question. And what I would, with the permission of the committee, I would have the bill shrunk down to reflect those changes, and Monday we can get into those areas in some detail and make some decisions on those. Okay. Okay, I will start the public hearing, and I would ask that if you are here on the golf course question, the aggregate question, the church or school question, we'll still be glad to hear a brief statement from you, but we have, if you were here for the purpose of having that put back into the original language, we have done that. Yes, sir?
Mr. Chairman, can I make a statement
yes.
First and ask your indulgence? I do have Judiciary Committee, which is meeting on drunk driving and ethics. So for people who